This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time 99.1 and 92.3.
Me, this looks dang near perfect out there. One of those days where you remember to thank God for blue skies. It's 49 degrees, and you're listening to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. So yesterday I was spring cleaning out my garage, and I found my stepladder again. I still haven't found my real ladder, Craig. Don't worry, the whole show is not going to be like that.
Thank you.
So what's on the show today? This is the weekend live and local. What's on the show today? So Tom Arnold is calling in this morning. He's doing his show at the Carson Nugget tonight. One show at 6 o'clock, another at 8 tonight. We might have tickets, but Tom Arnold is going to be calling in this morning. And, of course, we have, what do we have here today? I have a lot of questions for Derek, Brain Health Formulas, and Reverse Mortgage Specialist Patty Wood. Does anybody out there need some cash? I need a lot of cash. That's what Patty Wood does with reverse mortgages. And we have news here at the station. You just turned me on to, and I haven't been on the website for some time, Craig, webmaster, Craig Moss on the air here. The Keystone CPA Noon News Daily Poll that you have a new question, I guess, each weekday. The question right now, folks, you can vote on this right now. Are you open to an open primary? You can vote, and you can also look at the results. And this poll is going to last all through the weekend. And so far, 60% of people casting their vote on our website say yes, they're open to an open primary where, you know, the independents always forever saying they're so screwed during primary season because we have a closed primary. Republicans vote in the Republican primary. Democrats vote in the Democrat primary. Independents don't have a primary. They just sit and watch.
And the open primary is not ranked choice voting.
No, so that's a totally
that's different. A totally different thing. Open means everybody gets to vote on anybody in the primary.
Let me cast my vote here. Actually, I am so torn about this particular question. Yes, it's unfair. Independents don't get to vote. They have no voice during primary season. Although everybody who supports things the way they are now, they say, well, you know, you can change your party affiliation at the registrar's office. Only takes a minute. No, doesn't take a minute. Nothing. They're not as bad as a DMV, but it's, well, why put people through that? So I get that. I get that point of view. But there have been states where the primary results were so close in these open primary states that the candidate was chosen through ulterior motives where Republicans would vote in the Democrat primary and pick the candidate who they know they can beat. This is not just a tiny little group of people. This is these are organized events where they do this. And in states where they had close results in the primary, they pick the wrong candidate for the other party. Democrats do the same thing with the Republicans. So I think overall I'm against that. Now, what do you say? What do you think?
Yeah. No.
That's not the most exciting question, but.
Well, on our poll, it says yes. Yeah. Yes with limitations or no way.
Oh, I see that. Oh, that's very smart. Put yes with limitations. That's my vote right there. I'm going to vote right now. That's very cool. So we don't know what the question's going to be on Monday, but it's going to be on our website each and every weekday. Oh, look at this. You put our schedule up for the show on the left side. Very nice.
Yeah, that way people, and it gives the phone number and websites for them to contact.
And I have a little logo now. It's yes. Weekend Nevada, live and local, and it shows this microphone from like 1930. Yeah, that's me. Always picking on my age, you guys.
Always.
Very nice. Very nice logo. You decided against the picture, huh?
Jerry went ahead and since we're right next door to Alpine Signs here at the Carson Studios.
Oh, he wouldn't pay extra for the picture, right?
Well, Todd over there is a perfectionist, and that wasn't perfect.
Oh, the sign guy's a perfectionist, and that's why he didn't want my picture. Oh, gosh, the abuse I take here. Much worse than Channel 2. Well, anyway, so we're going to have a great show. Tom Arnold calling in. I have so many questions for him, too. What a show that's going to be, Tom Arnold in Carson City. What did I do yesterday? I drove USA Parkway yesterday. Wow. That is looking more and more lately like, doesn't it look like the land of the giants? Those buildings, they are way out of scale. They look just downright weird, like 10 floors high with no windows. What's in there? Why are there like silos and moats and huge, massive water tanks? Everybody has their own little city, it looks like, on that highway. And you wonder where all the contractors and the electricians and the plumbers in Reno, where are they? Why it's hard to get one to come to your house? They're all there. Why? That's why. And all the road pavers are there. We need them here. Look at our street. Look at our neighborhood streets. But we've been outbid. These titans on USA Parkway, they pay these huge dollars an hour. It makes your head spin. I've heard $75, $80, $85 an hour. They just pay it because they need the work done there, and we're outbid here in the city. And our local plumbers, electricians, pavers have all got, well, not all, but it's a bustling construction zone, and I thought USA Parkway was pretty much finished. But, oh, look, there's a space. Let's build there. My street, I don't know about your street. My street's a total wreck. And just yesterday, I'm walking the cat in the carriage. Don't ask me about that, okay? But I'm walking my cat. Yes, we have a cat carriage. And I walk by this Reno City crew that they were down the street. They finally came out to my torn-up street, which is a rocky, pitted, pothole-everywhere street. And they were only doing like the small square of my street. They were putting a new pavement on this 30 by 30-foot square. And I stopped with my cat in the carriage, and I said, is this the sewer line again, guys? I mean, almost every house on my street has a new pavement square in front of their house because our city sewer system is very, very old, like a century old, and constant repairs if you live in the old Southwest. Well, the city workers doing this pavement work on my street, they said, no, we're just repaving. And I said, nicely, I said, you know, the whole street needs this. Are there plans to repave the rest of the street? And she goes, not while gas is $7 a gallon. Okay. you see, I bring this stuff up only after I get my rear end bitten off after tax day. That's just sticks in my craw. Anyway, don't want to get into a rut here. And we're gonna have fun today. Maybe some giveaways. And Derek's coming in. He's got a great sale on yet another new product. This guy is just cranking out a new product every week. This one, dying to hear what this one does. Vote on our poll on our website, 991fmtalk.com. That's it. And you can also listen live. So I'm discovering a whole new world here. You can listen live on it. And I'm proud to say I just installed the app a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a very satisfied customer. I don't have to push any buttons, Craig. When I open up the app, it's playing just like that. Very, very good work. Yeah. Only thing you're missing is a picture of me. That's, you know, I mean, I sent you a very nice picture. Okay, it's from 1979. Okay, I get it, but still. Anyway, we're going to take our first break. I want to come back. I'm going to say something that 99% of you are going to disagree with. Okay, I mean, I'm just going to get it out and do that after the break, because after the next segment, you can't really call in because we're going to have guests. And I know that everybody's going to call in and bitch me out about what I'm going to bring up next segment. And I don't mind that. I take calls from, you know, folks who disagree with me all the time. It's just that if I did that, it would bore the rest of the audience terribly. And it's just a segment that just belongs in one 15-minute thing. Don't want it to be an hour-long thing is what I'm saying. So anyway, be prepared. Just be me here on this beautiful Saturday. It is gorgeous out there. Current temperature is 50 degrees, just hit the 50s there. Traffic looks very good. I want to bring up what Reno did for Arbor Day later on today. Also, I got a bunch of stuff here. A lot of stuff in the news and local news that I'm going to bring that up next. And, oh, quick question. Why is AAA a lot more efficient for car registrations than the DMV? And how can you just walk into a AAA office same day and get it done while the DMV is appointment only 4 weeks ahead? Things I'll never understand. FM News Talk, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, live and local the weekend. FM News Talk time, 918.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time. It's 921, your local show on the weekend. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on these radio stations. Okay, on Thursday, President Trump's acting attorney general signed an order reclassifying state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's a major policy shift long sought by marijuana advocates. I have no problem with that. I'm very much an individualist, live and let live. That's what this state is all about. Meanwhile, this came out this week. Teens using cannabis are showing cognitive delays, according to a study from the University of California's San Diego School of Medicine. Psychiatry professor Dr. Natasha Wayne says, given how important brain development is for adolescents, not using cannabis until later on in life helps guard against the types of cognitive delays that they are seeing. The study examined more than 11,000 adolescents as part of the largest ever long-term study of brain development in U.S. youth. Cognitive delays. That's just the reality there. Despite this glamorization of marijuana. And of course, last Wednesday, it was 420, wink, wink. And so our TV reporters, you know, did the cutesy stories on local marijuana, promoting dispensaries, talking about their big day and what it's like to buy marijuana and how you can do it. This was a story on 420 posted by Channel 8 on their website, and it reads, "We are here to celebrate 420. Says Jason Bandles, State of Nevada Cannabis Inspection Supervisor. He says, it's been about 10 years since we had adult use cannabis in the state, and we just want to remind people to buy legally. Because when you buy legally with a licensed dispensary, You know it's compliant, but it's also safe. You know it's safe? Really? It's I guess the thing that gets to me is this glamorization of the use of this product. It is not helpful to society, because I guarantee you the spike in marijuana use, which has come about since the legalization of marijuana in Nevada, has very significantly been among the young. And if you don't believe that, then you're not talking to people that age. And the issue of vaping, for example, in schools and stuff like that, if you're lucky, the kids in your school are using a bubblegum flavored nicotine vape. But the greater likelihood is that the kids in your school are using THC vapes of some variety or another. This embrace of marijuana by our state government in order to get money, it's gained in a dishonorable way. The filthy lucre of marijuana taxes for itself has had a direct and undeniable effect in what I believe will be long-term negative effects on society. And you destroy a society by destroying its people. And there is nothing that will do that faster than laying it before the young. Here, have some marijuana. And it's one of those deals where mom and dad do it, and the people on TV do it, and they don't call it marijuana. You know, if we're being cool now, we call it cannabis. If we're being cooler, like the people on the evening news, we call it weed. Well, I tell you what, you can call dog crap whatever you want to call it. It is, it's still dog crap. And the deal is that we have this study just mentioned, which really does nothing but reinforce a social perception which has been associated with marijuana use for decades in this country. The stereotype of the marijuana stoner who's not quite there, I guess it's funny as a plot tool in a cheaply made movie, but probably disheartening and destructive in the actual life of a young person. So back to this study out this week from the UC San Diego School of Medicine. Teens using cannabis are showing cognitive delays. Cognitive delay in an earlier day might have been described as some sort of mental impairment, maybe in an offensive word starting with R. The deal is, though, that this cognitive delay is artificially invited into the life and the mind of the young person by a state government that lusts after tax dollars with a popular new culture, from the evening news to the music on the radio that promotes this, for reasons you and I can't begin to comprehend. Just follow the money, actually. And ultimately, bad actors in the legal marijuana economy who were maybe in the illegal marijuana economy, who are peddling this stuff for their personal profit. And you take young people who, to be honest with you, are strikingly dysfunctional already in this day and age, as contrasted with the earlier generations. And we take and we start running THC and other marijuana chemicals through their brain. You have developmental delay. Well, see, the word delay sounds like a hope that really isn't there. You know, don't worry, your cognitive ability is just delayed, which implies that it will come someday. Well, the fact is that there really isn't the delay part, and there's a really good chance it's not going to come someday. And here we are, as a society, banging the drum, promoting this substance that is leading to this intellectual damage for young people. Stupid people smoke marijuana and get stupider. That's how it shakes out. But that's all right. You know, they have a social safety net, which will use our taxes to provide for them and support them and guide them as they stumble through their poorly lived life. So, yeah, the children are our future. Everything is swell. Don't worry about it. Other news. See, I told you I'd tick you off. I don't mean to, but I just couldn't take it. the way it was presented on Wednesday, the 420 day, and how this is supposed to be a wonderful, positive thing. I'm married to a retired doctor, and we have read and read and followed up. And now this study, which just came out this week, is basically the same thing that we've been seeing, reading journals for the past 5 years. So, all right, we're going to have fun from now on. That's over. Okay. Just had to get it out there. I just have to be real. I'm a nice guy. I really am. Personally, you and I could be friends, but, you know, differences is what makes the world go around, I hope. I'm John Potter, live and local, going to break for news and then local news. That's from Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft. And Derek's going to be here, and we're going to talk again about brain health, but in a very positive way of what you can do for your brain. Been taking his products, and I can talk like there's no tomorrow. So yeah, it will benefit you. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time. It's 9:36. I'm John Potter, 51 degrees in Reno. So Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. I love restaurant reviews. What was the great breakfast you had in Virginia City?
Oh, Crazy Calamities.
I've never heard of the place.
It's fantastic. It's the second time we went there. Last time we went there was when we were up there to do when we went to the location at Blood Guts and Gory Things. That I can't remember where we did that remote location at in Virginia City a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Bucket of Blood.
That's it. Thanks, Craig. And so we went to Crazy Clammy's for breakfast there, and when we were coming back from Yerington, we stopped by there again for breakfast. It's fantastic. It's very peaceful, calm. It's a huge herb garden in front when you're walking through, and so it has great food, great service.
I don't know, man. If I'm thinking good food, gourmet or whatever, I don't know, Crazy Calamities?
It's quite the contradiction. If you're in Virginia City, it's great. Great breakfast, great service.
Well, it's good you say that because Virginia City's packed today. They're doing this motorcycle off-road motorcycle Grand Prix.
Yeah, Virginia City GP.
And you used to be in it.
I did that race one time in 2016. Yep. It was great. It's a lot of fun.
Well, anyway, my place in VC, I love Cafe Rio.
Oh, wow.
But I will try Crazy Calamities.
It's great. It's worth a shot. They've got great food. Everything's made from scratch.
And Derek's all excited to see this new Michael Jackson movie.
I'm curious, yeah. I'm always, you know, he really influenced how music's made today, how music videos are made, how people really advertise and market music.
But you're a huge fan. You've just been talking to me for 5 minutes about, I just can't picture you with the white glove and moonwalking back in the day. But I remember when he was hot, 83, 84, 85.
Yeah.
There were some guys who were going to the clubs with the one white glove.
You know, a lot of, when I was in school, there's a lot of people that just got into breakdancing because of Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I couldn't do it. I loved to watch it, though. It was amazing to watch people do that. And I still enjoy watching people do that today.
All right. BrainHealthFormulas.com. You have a new product. It's called Natokinase.
Yeah.
Formula. Well, let me start with a word. What does that mean, natokinase?
Natokinase is something Japan has been using for thousands of years. It's an enzyme that's extracted from fermented soybeans. And so Japan's one of the longest living people on the planet. So they have a longer lifespan than anyone else by average. And so I believe this natokinase is one of the things that really helps them achieve that. Natokinase, what it does is it's an enzyme that actually breaks down fibrin. Fibrin's how our blood clots. And so if we have thick blood, if we have blood clots circulating through our blood supply, it's because we have too much fibrin in our blood and it starts to clot. So plaque and fats start to accumulate to fibrin. Same thing that happens with our arteries and our blood vessels is fiber forms on the blood vessel first, and then fats and proteins start to collect to the fibrin. And so that's what actually generates the plaque buildup in the arteries. That's what calcium buildup, all those things start to attach to the fibrin because it starts to stick to the vascular wall or the arterial wall. So this also happens in the brain.
I thought fiber was good for us.
Not fiber, it's fibrin. It's different. Fibrin breaks up fiber.
Oh.
So it's an enzyme, so it's beneficial, and so it's important to have circulating in the blood.
Yeah.
If our blood's too thick, then our blood doesn't circulate properly. So that's why people are on blood thinners, is because their blood's too thick. And so we can actually reduce a lot. It's possible we could reduce heart attacks. We can reduce a lot of cholesterol issues, because that's another thing is liver fibrosis is too much fibrin in the liver. The liver can't break it down. So what this enzyme does is it goes up and breaks up fibrin. So it can actually...
I would think the resulting increased blood flow is good for the brain.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. So then that's the whole principle behind it. So this is natokinase formula, which means there's more than one component, not just natokinase. I like to build something rather than just a single ingredient, which makes it a little different. I view this as being more complete. So we also added fucoxanthin, which is also in Miracle Liver. Fucoxanthin helps to break up fat. So we have natokinase, which breaks up the fibrin, which is what the fat sticks to on the arterial wall and the vascular wall. Then we have fucoxanthin, which is going to break up the fat that's stuck to the fibrin. And then we have astaxanthin, which is going to help transport those broken up fats and protein particulates and get rid of them. So not only do we start breaking up the fibrin, start breaking up the fat stuck in the blood, we also transport it to disposal. And so it's kind of a complete system in itself.
And on this product, buy three, get one free.
Yeah, it's a lot of issues with natokinase is that people don't dose it high enough to actually be beneficial. There's a tremendous amount of clinical studies that say if you can consume 10,800 fibrinolytic units.
FU2! Like that.
Yeah, is the acronym. FU stands for fibrinolytic enzyme or units.
Okay.
And so if you can consume 10,800 of those per day, then you have everything works efficiently. On Amazon, a lot of people who sell natokinase only has anywhere between 2,000 and 4,000 per serving. Well, a lot of times that's between two and three capsules. Each capsule of ours has 6,000 FUs. I recommend 2 to 3 capsules per day. Two capsules are going to get you 12,000 FUs. It's just going to increase the enzyme capacity, the enzyme activity. If anyone's been diagnosed with early dementia or Alzheimer's, there's a high probability that you have plaque buildup in the brain. And this is one thing that, as science has proven, can disrupt and really start to metabolize that plaque buildup in the brain.
So it's the natokinase formula.
Yep.
N-A-T-T-O, kinase formula. And you say it originated or is very big in Japan? And,
thousands of years they've used it, yeah.
And if you go to Japan, they know what you're talking about on this,
They
right?
probably would be able to shove a bowl of fermented soybeans in front of you for sure. That's what it's extracted from.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. And they kind of live a long time.
By average, I think they live 2 to 3 years longer than South Koreans. And I think South Koreans live 2 to 3 years longer than Chinese. But that's 10 years longer than the average American. So it's a big difference.
Well, this is totally different from your other products.
It is very different, yeah.
I thought last week's was the seahorse peptide. That's your second newest formula.
Yeah.
Any feedback from the seahorse peptide?
You know, the one thing that people keep saying is how much better focus they have. They have more drive to get things done. Doesn't matter if it's cleaning the house, doesn't matter if it's getting computer work done, doesn't matter if it's doing paperwork. They stop thinking and just start doing. It's not something that we feel. It's not a drive from energy. It's clear, clean focus. It's strange how it works. I actually took two of them before I came in here just so I could try to be on point, try to be more alert, try to be more concise. And this is a big factor. I believe that I've been starting to speak a little differently, and I actually contribute the seahorse peptide to part of that equation.
I think I have, sometimes I get that issue you're talking about. I think it's when I get tired, but I'll be reading. I love reading. I read a lot of books, But there will be times when I read a sentence and then I didn't quite get the sentence and then I read it again and everything just seems to stop and I have to like look at the sentence three times to really get it, understand it. And I wrote it off as being tired, but I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there.
That's a great example.
That's it. Focus, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's it. And also it's what helps you feel better. I believe it has an effect on serotonin. And so there's a lot of compounding benefits. It has a benefit in lowering blood pressure, improving heart rate, has some benefits like that. But I put it together, brought it to everyone's availability because I believe how it benefits the brain and how it benefits the body. It functions differently.
All right. So folks, go to brainhealthformulas.com and look up the natokinase formula. The new products are on the front page, right?
Yep, it's at the bottom of the newest formula category or newest product category.
Buy three of those and get the fourth for free, saving you a bit of money there. And what's on your Brain Health Formulas Facebook page?
Oh, you know, I find clips of just really good information, brief videos, things on the fascia and how fascia is important, about the lymphatic system, just things that I believe in. And so I'll watch shorts of videos on Facebook and I'll just copy and paste the shorts because it's something that I believe in, I value. And I like to just provide information that I believe is more accurate than what I can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And so providing other sources of information that is something that I view or I value and I believe in. I just like to provide more information from alternative sources and just so we're all going the same direction.
Have you posted your store?
You know, I haven't done that.
Oh, Derek.
That seems like a logical thing to do, and that's something I haven't done.
Well, take some pictures. And yeah. Everything. We thought it was an amazing place. You have a lot of space there.
Yeah.
Out at Smith Ridge Drive, you have your lab and the offices and forgive me if I don't remember the names of these machines.
Oh, we got lots of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff coming.
Good stuff coming and good stuff there at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. You haven't focused down on what the exact hours are yet.
We're always there between 9 and 5.
Yep. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, pretty much behind Trader Joe's there. Okay, good. Take a break here. I'm John Potter, live and local. If you have questions for Derek, BrainHealthFormulas.com, 775-884-9910. And we'll be back shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right, beautiful day, 51 degrees, our current temperature. We have a crash westbound 80, the Wells off-ramp. That's for westbound travelers. Derek Lee is here, just showed me this most amazing green notebook full of images of what's inside his body. And the exactness of the scans. It's like right off one of those biology books. It looks exactly like that in this machine that you have. Details exactly where the tiniest of veins are, and where the triangles show sources or peaks of energy in your body. You're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Start from the beginning. What is this this machine that does this?
So it's a bioresonance scanner. So it measures frequency, it measures vibration, and it measures energy. And so from those three points, we can actually measure how every single cellular structure is working in the body and in the brain.
Good Lord.
And so that's what it does. It measures...
It's all in color,
yeah.
It's not traditional X-rays.
Oh, far from it. You can actually see how your
bones are
functioning.
So it's a totally different thing.
Yeah. We can actually, with scanning our blood, we can actually be able to tell if we're deficient in vitamins and minerals. We can actually measure the bone marrow and how the bone marrow is actually functioning. We can see how, and you can see, if you come in and do a scan, you can actually see how your bones are functioning. We can see atherosclerosis. We can see how, with osteoporosis, we can see how the structure of your bones are in real time. And so it's really fascinating. We had an individual came in Monday and did a scan. And in one of the scans, they said they're deficient in certain nutrients. Mm-hmm. So vitamins and minerals, they're deficient. And so I just recommended they take the micronutrients formula, which is Brain Health Formula's multivitamin. It's all based on seaweed and shilajit, because that provides a very good profile of natural vitamins and minerals between those two. We have four different types of seaweed in that. And we have shilajit, which provides a great mineral source, bioavailable minerals. And so this individual who was very deficient in vitamins and minerals, they took four capsules of the micronutrients for 3 days. They came back in yesterday. We retested their blood, and their vitamin and mineral deficiencies changed completely in just 3 days. Majority of them were back in normal range. There's only a few of them that were still deficient, and they had still increased by over 100% from what they were 4 days ago.
But this scan is your entire body.
Every bit
of your body, which I would, and I was telling you, I'd be a little afraid to see what's wrong.
It's not about what's wrong. It's about how your body's actually functioning, because we can make corrections. So it even scans your eyes, your eyeball, the lens, the optic nerve of your eye.
And you provide people with this folder book, which has how many pages of images in there? Each page is four images.
There's about 30 pages of images of every single thing that they got scanned. We scanned for over 300 different organs. So that includes the vascular system, includes lymphatic system. It includes those vascular and lymphatic system to each and every organ, including the stomach. So you can actually, we actually measure the gastric glands, the colon, the cellular tissue of the colon, cellular tissue of the small intestine. It measures just about everything. So we can actually make corrections of just about every single organ. And so then we can go over the report with you. We can explain what the report says. And so it's really about the information. It's about how we can be preventative versus going to a doctor and having them just tell us, oh, you need a prescription for statins. We can actually see the functionality of the liver. We can see the functionality of the kidney. And we can actually show you how and why our bodies are functioning the way they are.
Derek's showing me all the scan pictures of his body during the commercials there. I didn't need to see the testicles.
That was random. Sorry, John.
Could have saved that. But what's the cost of having this done for somebody? And this is a very nice book that you put together of these images of every part of somebody's body. So somebody gets this scan. How much does it cost to get that scan and also that book?
It's $500, which includes about 100 pages of information. There's different reports.
That's a steal.
It's going to show you everything that this scan is picking up, based on what we're looking for. And so we want to be able to provide information to everyone, and so it's important. We can make the interesting thing is we can make changes. We can improve how our body's functioning very easily, and that's something we've also been able to find out is really easy to make corrections, especially when we're not in end stage, especially when we have the ability to make corrections before something gets really bad, and that's why we're doing this.
And you can look at this and tell people what they need?
Yeah.
What's missing in their lives?
That's one of the benefits, is that based on the report, based on the images, based on what people's concerns are, we can actually make recommendations, because we can make products, we can provide products that actually can make the changes based on their reports.
But you want people to live forever.
I want people to live as healthy as they possibly can for as long as they want to live. That's what I want.
Well, and this machine, I'm sorry, it seems silly to call it a machine. It's a
device.
A device. Thank you.
It's a device that just...
The name of it is, again?
It's our special program. We
have to give it a name, because as far as you know, no other place in Nevada has it.
I don't believe anyone that we can find ever has used something like this before, because we've been trying to understand the program for over a month. And it's a real challenge to do. And so a medical doctor is not going to do it because, you know, most medical doctors are focused in a certain area. And so this is not just one area, which is not, we're not just looking at the heart, we're looking at the brain, we're looking at the toes, we're looking how our kidneys and liver are functioning. We can look at everything. We can measure testosterone, we can measure estrogen, we can measure cholesterol, all within one scan.
Did you put the information on this on your website?
No, because not yet. It's a challenge to do because we want to.
Are you taking appointments for this yet?
Yeah, we're starting to take appointments. That's one of the reasons why I brought this scan in, because being able to put everything in a folder for people was really the missing piece. We finally figured out how to do that this week. And so now that we have this, we can provide the people with a scan. We're going to start taking appointments. Phone numbers 775-634-7789 if anyone is interested. Feel free to call. If anyone has questions for our scanner, if anyone has questions for our new formula, Natokinase, or any of our other products, feel
free to
give
me a call. Which is buy three, get one free.
Buy three, get one free. I'll also do that for the micronutrients, too, if anyone's interested in that.
Oh, wow. Go to the website, folks.
Yeah.
That's there, brainhealthformulas.com. Once again, where the number for appointments on the scan is 775-634-7789. I wrote it down, folks, so if you missed it or you want to find out later what it was, just text us and I will respond. What's that?
I would say you can go to the website. It's there as well.
Oh, go to the website.
Yeah, you can go to the website, too.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yours and ours, I guess.
Yep. Sounds great.
Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks,
Derek.
John.